Bhagavad-gita, Chapter 5. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya, who is always praised by the name of Murari. He is the constantly glowing lamp of Navadvipa. He is like the fearless lion come to slay the elephant-like atheists. He has taken the knotted thread in order to exemplify the need of chanting a specific number of times the Lord's holy name, which are his own names. All glories to Lord Vishvambhar, the Supreme Lord of all living entities. He is the Lord and Master of Lord Nityananda and Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the Lord, for he is subjugated by the love of pure devotees like Advaita Acharya Prabhu and others. O Lord, please engage the conditioned living entities in the eternal loving service of Lord Krishna and release them from the bondage of material existence. In this manner, all the devotees passed their time in great joy, discussing topics of Krishna's pastimes with Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All the assembled Vaishnavas were very elevated souls and unalloyed devotees of the Lord. They became totally immersed in the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was extremely joyful, and he kept looking around at the Vaishnavas. It was a scene of extreme ecstasy, and tears of happiness cascaded down everyone's eyes. Seeing this ecstasy, Lord Vishvambhar spoke to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Listen, my dear Nityananda Goswami, where shall your Vyas Puja be performed? Tomorrow there is a full moon, and it is on this day that Srila Vyasadeva is worshipped. So you may choose anyone and make arrangements with him. Nityananda Prabhu could understand Lord Vishvambhar's mind, so he took Srivas Pandit by the hand and, smiling, said, Listen, Vishvambhar, I will have my Vyas Puja at this Brahmin's house. Lord Vishvambhar then spoke to Srivas Pandit. Now you have a very heavy responsibility over your head. Srivas replied, No, my lord, this is no botheration. By your grace, everything is in this house. The paraphernalia required, like clothes, grains, Brahmin thread, ghee, etc., are all available here. I have only to get the book which gives the procedure for performing a Vyas Puja ceremony. And then tomorrow, by my great fortune, I shall witness a Vyas Puja. Lord Vishvambhar was very pleased with Srivas's reply, and all the devotees were jubilant. Lord Vishvambhar said, Listen, Nityananda Goshai, let us all make preparations to go to Srivas Pandit's house. Lord Nityananda very much appreciated Lord Vishvambhar's words and immediately proceeded to Srivas Pandit's house. The Lord and Nityananda Prabhu, accompanied by their associates, looked exactly like Krishna and Balaram and Gokula as they went about, accompanied by their friends. As they entered Srivas Pandit's house, the devotees felt a current of joy run through their bodies. The Lord ordered the doors to be closed, allowing only friends and relatives to be inside. Then on the signal from Lord Vishvambhar, they began singing bhajans and kirtans, and gradually the external world faded away into oblivion. The chanting was ecstatic and befitting the occasion of Vyas Puja. The two lords began to dance ecstatically, surrounded by the devotees who were singing. The bond of love and affection exists eternally between Lord Nityananda and Lord Vishvambhar, and now as they danced together, each one was immersed in thoughts of the other. The devotees were experiencing extraordinary joy. Some began to roar loudly, some fell unconscious, and others could not restrain the flow of joyful tears. The two supreme lords were experiencing all the symptoms of ecstasy like shivering, paling, horripilating, crying, and falling unconscious. Who can describe all the ecstatic symptoms that they manifested? The two lords danced, lost in their ecstasy, and often they would embrace each other, crying. In the mood of brotherly love, they tried to catch each other's feet, but because both were wary and cunning, they could not succeed. They were overwhelmed in happiness, and they rolled on the ground, forgetting their absolute supreme position. Such are their wonderful pastimes. The world of phenomena was forgotten, and their clothes fell from their body. They could not sit still, and even though the Vaishnavas tried to hold them down, they were unsuccessful. How is it possible for the Vaishnavas to hold on to the personality who holds the entire universe? The two supreme lords were lost in the nectar of chanting and dancing. Lord Gaurasundar kept repeating, chant, chant, drenching his whole body with tears of happiness. The Lord, having found that personality whose association he always desired, his eternal brother, Lord Nityananda, was floating on an ocean of eternal, endless ecstasy. Lord Vishvambhar's dancing was so enchanting, sometimes he would touch his head with his feet. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu danced, it seemed as if there were an earthquake. Thus, the two Supreme Lords danced in ecstasy. Who can describe that scene of great jubilation? Lord Vishvambhar then sat on the seat of Lord Vishnu, feeling in the mood of Lord Balaram. Like Lord Balaram, he was expressing madness and repeatedly cried out, "Bring me wine, bring me wine." To Nityananda Prabhu, the Lord said, "Immediately, bring me a plow." At the Lord's request, Lord Nityananda stretched out his hands, and Lord Gaurachandra received it in his hand. Some saw the two lords go through these motions empty-handed, while others saw Lord Nityananda give a plow to Lord Chaitanya. Only by the Lord's mercy can one understand his supreme position. Such confidential pastimes and topics of the Lord, as displayed by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, are known to a very limited few. Receiving the plow from Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya now began to ask for wine, acting agitated and mad. Most of the devotees could not understand this mood of Lord Chaitanya. They looked at each other's faces in bewilderment, wondering why the Lord was asking for wine. Trying to think logically, they finally brought a pot of Ganga water to the Lord. The Lord distributed the Ganga water to everyone and drank much of it himself, thinking this to be real wine. All around, the devotees began to chant hymns about Lord Balaram, and Lord Vishvambhar kept repeating Nara, the name by which he would call Advaita Acharya Prabhu. The Lord continuously called out Nara, and his head kept dropping as if drunk. But nobody could understand the inner meaning of the word Nara. They asked, "Lord, who is Nara?" The Lord replied, "On whose loud beckoning I came here. The personality you call Advaita Acharya Prabhu is Nara to me in my present incarnation. Nara has brought me down from the Vaikuntha planets, but he is enjoying peacefully with Haridas Thakur. In this incarnation, I shall propagate congregational chanting of the holy name in every house." Those who are intoxicated with material knowledge, wealth, family, austerity, etc., are naturally offensive to my pure devotees. To such wretched and fallen people, I will not give the gift of loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. But to the residents of Navadweep, Mayapur, I shall bestow that supreme gift of love of God, which is most desirable even by Lord Brahma. The devotees were overjoyed on hearing the Lord, and the Lord gradually became tranquil and still. The Lord asked the devotees, "Were my speech and actions uncontrolled?" The devotees replied, "No, nothing inconsistent." The Lord embraced everyone with great love and affection and said, "Please, always forgive my offensive nature." All the devotees began to laugh. Surely, they thought, the Lord was joking. Unable to control his ecstasy, Nityananda Prabhu began to roll on the ground. Lord Nityananda was totally immersed in the nectar of love of Godhead. Sometimes he laughed, sometimes he cried, and sometimes he opened his clothes and stood naked, being in the mood of a young boy, and his body manifested this mood. His stick fell in one direction and his water pot and clothes in another. That great and tranquil personality, Lord Nityananda, was now restless and uncontrollable. Lord Vishvambhar had to hold him still. Lord Chaitanya's words acted on Nityananda Prabhu just as a guard acts on a mad elephant. Lord Nityananda Prabhu became still. The Lord said, "Be calm, and if you want, tomorrow you can have the Vyas Puja." Then the Lord left for his house. All the devotees returned to their respective homes, and Lord Nityananda remained in Srivas Pandit's house. Late in the night, overcome with ecstasy, Lord Nityananda began roaring like a lion. He broke his stick and water pot. Who can fathom the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who knew why Lord Nityananda broke his stick and water pot? Early next morning, Ramai Pandit saw the broken stick and water pot. He was amazed and perplexed. He went quickly to Srivas Pandit and reported this matter to him. Srivas Pandit said, "Go to Lord Vishvambhar." When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from Ramai Pandit the activities of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he immediately came to the house of Srivas Pandit. There he found Lord Nityananda in a trance and laughing constantly. Lord Vishvambhar took the broken stick and led Lord Nityananda Prabhu to the Ganga. Srivas Pandit and the other Vaishnavas accompanied their lordships to the Ganga for a bath, and there Lord Vishvambhar threw the stick into the river. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, still in a trance, was restless and did not heed anyone's advice. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loudly chastised him, which pacified him a little. A crocodile was swimming down the river, and on seeing it, Lord Nityananda jumped in to catch it. Immediately, Srivas Pandit and Gadadhar Pandit raised an alarm. Fearlessly, he continued swimming down midstream. Only Lord Chaitanya's words could hold him still and bring him back. Lord Vishvambhar cried out to Lord Nityananda, "Come immediately and let us proceed with the worship of Vyasadeva." Obeying Lord Vishvambhar, he came out of the water and accompanied the Lord back to his house. Soon after, all the devotees assembled and began chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Srivas Pandit was the preceptor for the rules of worship for the Vyas Puj, and by receiving instructions from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he executed them. A continuous sweet kirtan converted Srivas Pandit's house into the spiritual world of Vaikuntha. Well versed in all scriptures, Srivas Pandit performed the ceremony according to the strict injunctions of the scripture. He gave Nityananda Prabhu a garland of fragrant flowers and said, "O Nityananda Prabhu, please take this garland and offer your prayers and obeisances to Srila Vyasadeva." The scriptures instruct that Srila Vyasadeva should be garlanded when he is being worshipped, and if Srila Vyasadeva is satisfied, then all our desires will be fulfilled. The more Srivas Pandit spoke, the more Lord Nityananda continued repeating, "Yes, yes." But he did not pay any heed to his words. He held the garland and muttered something softly underneath his breath, which nobody could hear, and just looked all around. Srivas Pandit went to Lord Chaitanya and reported this matter. "Your Sripad does not want to worship Srila Vyasadeva." The Lord immediately came to the presence of Lord Nityananda and said, "Nityananda, please listen to me. Offer the garland to Srila Vyasadeva and worship him." Lord Nityananda saw that Chaitanya was there, and he immediately placed the garland on the Lord's head. The fragrant flower garland on the Lord's curly hair made a beautiful sight. At that very moment, Lord Chaitanya revealed his six-handed form to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The Lord held in his hands the conch shell, disc, mace, lotus, etc. Seeing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu immediately went into an ecstatic trance and fell unconscious. All the devotees became very afraid and started praying, "Protect him, Krishna, protect him, Krishna," while Lord Chaitanya clapped his hands loudly and continued to roar loudly. Lord Chaitanya then bent down to lift Lord Nityananda up from the ground, saying, "Nityananda, please get up and steady your mind. Listen to the chanting of the holy name. The reason you descended to this material world is to propagate the chanting of the holy name, and now you have perfectly succeeded in this mission. What more do you want? You are the absolute proprietor of the treasure house of love of Godhead and the embodiment of sublime devotional love. No one can receive love of God unless and until you distribute it. Therefore, please get up and look around you. You are surrounded by your own beloved associates. You may distribute it to anyone you want to. If anyone nurtures even the slightest dislike for you, although he may worship me, I will never recognize him as dear to me." Lord Chaitanya's words brought him out of his trance, and seeing the Lord's six-handed form, he went into a state of great ecstasy. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is non-different from Lord Anantashesh, in whose heart Lord Gaurachandra is an eternal resident. Without a doubt, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Balaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as Lord Gaurachandra, the source of all incarnations. Therefore, it is not surprising that he should manifest his six-armed form. In his incarnation as Lord Ramachandra, he offered oblations to his departed father. At that time, his father, King Dasarath, appeared in person to receive the oblations. If this can be considered to be wonderful, then the Lord's six-armed form is also wonderful. But all of this is natural for the Supreme Lord Krishna, because his pastimes are extraordinary and supra-mundane. Lord Nityananda Prabhu's natural propensity is to serve Lord Gaurachandra, and he is never distracted from this service even for a moment. Just like Lakshman served Lord Ramachandra constantly with his mind, body, and heart, similarly, Lord Nityananda Prabhu constantly engages in Lord Gaurachandra's loving devotional service. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Lord of every living entity. He is unlimited and the source of everything. Yet he enters the material realm and causes the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the material world. According to the verdict of the Vedas, he is the absolute truth, the supreme controller, yet he remains unaffected by the phenomena of material nature. In spite of his supreme lordship over everything, Anantadev Sri Nityananda Prabhu is eternally engaged in rendering loving devotional service to Lord Gaurachandra. In every millennium and in every incarnation, he accepts that his natural mood is to serve his supreme Lord Krishna. As Lakshman, he became the younger brother of Lord Ramachandra and served him constantly. He neglected eating, drinking, sleeping, and other such activities to constantly serve the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. Yet he felt unable to satisfy his intense desire to serve. As Lord Balaram, he was the elder brother of Lord Krishna. Yet he could not forsake his attitude of serving the Lord deep within himself. He always referred to Krishna as Lord, and he was always in the mood of rendering loving devotional service to Lord Krishna. Such is the wonderful nature of Lord Nityananda Anantashesh. Only the most foolish rascals will see a difference between Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Balaram. One who disrespects a devotee who is fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Vishnu commits a great offense at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu himself. Sri Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, is so elevated that Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva offer praise and worship to her. Yet, she is naturally inclined to serve the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Krishna. Lord Balaram Shesha is the omnipotent supreme personality of Godhead, yet his natural inclination is to serve the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Lord Gaurachandra feels most satisfied when he can describe the glories and wonderful devotional attitude of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. It is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Gaurachandra, to be subservient to the loving devotional attitude of his devotees. Therefore, the Lord specifically likes to glorify his own surrendered devotees. There is special significance to hearing the Supreme Lord glorify his own devotees. The Lord and his devotees like to glorify each other, and in this way increase their attachment for one another. I have faithfully presented that which has been propounded in the Vedic literatures and Puranas about the relationship between the Supreme Lord Vishnu and his devotees. Lord Nityananda has only one thought in his mind. Lord Chaitanya is my Lord in every respect, and I am his devoted servant. Whoever considers me to be the servant of my Lord and Master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, becomes very dear to me and receives my shelter. For the pleasure of Lord Nityananda, I have described this pastime of his seeing the six-armed form of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda always sees the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya within his heart, and Lord Chaitanya always exhibits his transcendental pastimes in Lord Nityananda's heart. Yet still, the Lord externally manifests his pastimes according to his incarnations. Although Lord Nityananda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he always serves Lord Gaurachandra. Who can understand such ecstatic topics? The Vedas and Puranas have revealed these philosophical matters. The Vedic literature is actually a compilation of all the wonderful activities of the Supreme Lord, and it is the foremost objective of the Vedic literature to propagate the pastimes of the Lord. However, it is not possible to comprehend these spiritual matters without engaging in pure devotional service of the Lord. There are only a few who, by the mercy of Lord Gaurachandra, have realized the truth. The Vaishnava devotees of the Lord are eternally pure and realized souls. Sometimes there are differences of opinion amongst them which might appear like an argument, but in fact it is an amazing relationship between devotees. Foolish rascals who do not understand this exchange praise one Vaishnav and denounce the other. Such a mentality will lead to destruction of faith and knowledge. In the scriptures it says that when a foolish wretch worships the lotus feet of a Brahmin and then strikes him on the head, he will be sure to go to hell. Similarly, when one worships the deity of Lord Vishnu, but disrespects or disregards Lord Vishnu residing in everyone's heart, he also goes to hell. What to speak of committing offense or violence to a Vaishnav devotee? If someone offends or tortures even an ordinary living entity, yet worships Lord Vishnu, the Lord of every living entity, then all his worship is worthless and he suffers great pain. It is verified that to worship Lord Vishnu on one hand and be ignorant about Lord Vishnu being the super soul in everyone's heart on the other is like touching a Brahmin's feet for blessings with one hand and beating him on the head with the other. Such foolish persons do not know what is most beneficial for themselves. To criticize a Vaishnava devotee is 1,000 times more sinful than offending an ordinary living entity. The person who faithfully worships the deities but has no love and respect for the devotees also does not possess any compassion for the ignorant and fallen conditioned souls. He accepts one incarnation of the Supreme Lord and worships him while he rejects another. He treats Lord Krishna differently from Lord Ramachandra, seeing a difference between them. He does not show any respect or devotion for Lord Balaram or Lord Shiva. Such persons are described in the scriptures as the weakest devotees. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that a person who has surrendered to a spiritual master and received initiation, who has left the association of non-devotees, and who worships the deity of the Supreme Lord according to Pancharatra injunctions, but who does not worship the devotees due to a lack of proper understanding of the different categories of devotees, is known as a neophyte or Kanishta devotee, not a pure devotee. I have just briefly mentioned the symptoms of a neophyte devotee, incidentally, in the course of discussion. Seeing the six-handed form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda was totally overwhelmed. Whoever hears this wonderful pastime of Lord Nityananda is immediately released from material bondage. When Lord Nityananda came out of his ecstatic trance, he began to cry profusely, tears flowing from his eyes like rivers. Lord Chaitanya then said to everyone, "Vyas Puja worship has been completed. Now begin Kirtan." The devotees were jubilant when they received Lord Chaitanya's orders and immediately began to loudly chant Lord Krishna's transcendental name. The brothers, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, danced like two madmen, having severed all contact to this phenomenal world. The Vyas Puja was celebrated with great joy and singing, and the Vaishnavas became even more inspired and jubilant. Some danced, some sang, while others rolled on the ground catching each other's feet. Lord Chaitanya's mother, Sachimata, everyone's worshipable mother, sat alone and watched the transcendental merrymaking. Each time she saw Lord Nityananda and Lord Vishvambar, she thought to herself, "Both of them are my sons." The celebration of the Vyas Puja was very ecstatic. It is only possible for Lord Shesha himself to fully describe it. I am able to give only indications about the wonderful activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know that one advances spiritually if one glorifies the Supreme Lord Krishna in any manner. The day passed into night, and the devotees went on celebrating the Vyas Puja, dancing with Lord Vishvambar. The Vaishnavas were mad with ecstatic joy, and they wept, crying out, "O Krishna, O Krishna." In this way, the Lord propagated the process of loving devotional service to himself. After the kirtan, the Lord sat down with all his devotees. He spoke to Srivas Pandit, saying, "Quickly, bring the Vyas Puja offerings." Srivas Pandit arranged for all the prasadam to be brought in, and Lord Vishvambar himself distributed the prasadam to all the devotees. The devotees were in bliss to be personally served Lord Gaurachandra. The Lord called everyone from inside the house and gave them prasadam with his own hands. Receiving prasadam directly from the Lord is extremely fortunate for great personalities like Brahma, but now, even the servants and maidservants of the house were receiving that great spiritual treasure. Who can describe the glories of Srivas Pandit, in whose house such spiritual activities occurred? Thus, the Supreme Lord performed wonderful pastimes in Navadvip, but not everyone was aware of them. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet.